It's 11 trivia questions on two clue answers, where I give you two clues that share one similar word answer. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. It comes out every single day, and there are over 700 episodes to go back and binge on your next road trip, your next workout, your next plane ride. Whatever you got going on, trivia is great to pass the time. And if you are new to YouTube, or if you like watching stuff on YouTube or on your TV through your smart TV, you can now find this trivia show every single day on YouTube. That's right, in video form. So go watch it, go tell a friend about it, play along, have a nice trivia night at somebody's house. It's all for you to do. Today's episode is a bunch of random questions called Two Clue, One Answer. Okay, this is from Luke McKay. He's a listener from Australia. He writes great trivia questions, and I think you'll have a ton of fun playing along with these. We're going to jump into those in just a second, but I do want to offer a special offer for brand new Patreon subscribers. If you want to support this show, go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Donate $5 or more anytime this week, and you will get a free enamel pin with my logo on it, the Trivia with Buds logo that you can find in red and white at the top of my website, triviawithbuds.com. Go sign up and get a free pin this week only. If you've been waiting for a reason, an extra reason to sign up and support the show, this pin might be just for you. All right, we're going to jump into 11 questions on two clue, one answer related quiz questions from Luke McKay, and we're going to do that right now. Here we go. All right, here we go, guys. We have the two clue questions with the one answer that they share together. You'll figure these out as we go along. Here's question number one. A giant and eighth wonder of the world, or one half of Outkast? A giant and eighth wonder of the world, or one half of Outkast? Question number two. A one-season TV show featuring characters on board the spaceship Serenity, or the alter ego of Batman villain Garfield Linz? What would that common answer B for those two clues? Question number three. A series running since 1981, currently hosted by Kevin Frazier, or the highest grossing film of the 1980s? What would the shared answer be there? Series since 81 and the highest grossing film of the 80s. Number three. Question number four, a 1997 Ben Folds 5 single and a Steve Carell Anchorman Weatherman. What would the common word there be? Number four. Number five, he was in the films Reno 911 Miami, Planet 51, and Gem and the Holograms, or a 1996 Michael Bay film set in San Francisco. Question number six, the god of trade heralds merchants and commerce in Greek religion and mythology, or Planet Express's resident Jamaican bureaucrat. Who are we talking about there? Number six. Number seven, Hey Blank, a one-hit wonder song by Blessed Union of Souls, or the leader of Eastman and Laird's famous foursome. Hey Blank, a one-hit wonder by Blessed Union of Souls, or the leader of Eastman and Laird's foursome. Question number eight, Pokemon number 86, or the singer of the Batman Forever theme song. Pokemon number 86, or the singer of the Batman Forever theme song. Question number nine, one of the seven dwarfs, or a character played by Adam Sandler. One of the seven dwarfs, or a character played by Adam Sandler. Two questions left to go. Here's number 10, an animated flying squirrel, or the 1977 winner of Best Picture. An animated flying squirrel, or the winner of the 1977 winner of Best Picture. And number 11, your two-point bonus question if you're playing along at home. Luke Skywalker's uncle, or the middle of three brothers who appear together in Wes Anderson's first three films. See if you can get that name. All right, my friends, we'll be right back with the answers to this two-clue, one-answer quiz in just a minute. We're back with the answers to the two clues, one answer round. Let's see how you did on these 11 questions. Number one, a giant and the eighth wonder of the world, or one half of Outkast, was, of course, Andre, in the form of Andre the Giant and Andre 3000. Number two, a one-season TV series featuring characters on board the spaceship Serenity, or the alter ego of Batman villain Garfield Linz, was Firefly. I don't know that character super well, but I do know the show, Firefly. Number three, a series running since 1981, currently hosted by Kevin Frazier, or the highest-grossing film of the 1980s was E.T., E.T. Extraterrestrial. Number four, a 1997 single from Ben Folds and Steve Carell's Anchorman weatherman character, Brick, also could have been the youngest son on The Middle. Number five, this person was in Reno 911 Miami, Planet 51, and Gem and the Holograms, and the Michael Bay movie from 96 in San Francisco, The Rock. The Rock. I did not know he had a cameo in Gem and the Holograms. I'll have to look that up. Number six, the god of trade, heralds, merchants, commerce, etc. in Greek mythology, and Planet Express's resident Jamaican bureaucrat, Hermes. If you watch Futurama, you would have got that one, Hermes. Number seven, hey, blank, that was Hey Leonardo, who's also the leader of Eastman and Laird's famous foursome, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Number eight, Pokemon number 86, or the singer of the Batman Forever theme song was Seal, S-E-E-L and S-E-A-L. Number nine, one of the seven dwarfs, or a character played by Adam Sandler, that would be Happy, Happy the Dwarf, and Happy Gilmore. Number 10, an animated flying squirrel, or the 1977 winner of Best Picture, were both Rocky. And number 11, Luke Skywalker's uncle and the middle of three brothers who appeared in Wes Anderson's first three films was Owen Wilson and Uncle Owen. Guys, that is the quiz from Luke. Thanks for playing along. I hope you had fun with today's episode. And if you're watching on YouTube, I'm still trying to get the hang of this new DSLR camera, so bear with me. I will be at a brewery probably tomorrow for the last six episodes of this week. So if you're like, why is he in his kitchen? I'm just kind of playing around with it, seeing how it works. All right, it's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com. Question of the day is, what are the names of the Hardy Boys? Looking for their first names? Tweet me at RyanBuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Roy Disney for Walt's older brother, and your trivia team name of the day is Wild and Crazy Skids, which is a poop joke if you like poop jokes, and a Nickelodeon show, Wild and Crazy Kids. Thank you guys for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers!
This Valentine's Day, Dunkin's got the perfect pairings to show your love. So get down on one knee with a dozen brownie batter donuts and a cocoa mocha signature latte. Or make them swoon with a strawberry dragon fruit Dunkin' refresher with a Cupid's Choice donut. Are you ready for love? America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.